You're listening to WUWM, and I'm Latoya Dennis. Milwaukee County leaders are struggling with ways to tackle the spread of the coronavirus. There have been nearly 53,000 cases here since the start of the pandemic. Like across the state, there's been a huge surge since September. Earlier this year, Democratic Governor Tony Evers implemented stay-at-home orders that were ultimately done away with by the state Supreme Court. Since then, businesses across the state have been opening, which some health officials say is contributing to the spread. Darren Rausch is with the Greenfield Health Department. He spoke at a media update Thursday.
The hotspots seem to be places where people gather, which isn't surprising. So we think of restaurants, we think of bars, we think of gyms as spots where a lot of spread is happening.
Wisconsin has a statewide mask mandate for the indoors and enclosed spaces, although it's being challenged in court. The city of Milwaukee requires masks to be worn in public spaces. Businesses can be fined up to $500 for not enforcing the mandate. Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says that number needs to be higher.
I support raising the fines. I think that we have to send the message, because the next step, other than raising fines, is to close establishments. And so I think for those individuals and those businesses that are not following the rules right now, they may make it worse for themselves, but they may make it worse for everybody else. So we are looking for compliance.
Some members of the Milwaukee Common Council yesterday did approve a measure that would raise fines from $500 up to $5,000. The city's health department is responsible for issuing citations, but because it's short-staffed, enforcement is difficult. Barrett says what he really wants is to see state lawmakers get involved.
That we should have a special session of the Wisconsin State Legislature to decide what steps are needed in areas like mask wearing, like stay-at-home orders, because what has happened over the last 7 months is that the legislature, the Republicans in the legislature, have decided that the best course of action is to do absolutely nothing.
Barrett says doing nothing has been disastrous. On Thursday, the state hit another record high for positive coronavirus tests. There were nearly 7,500 cases reported in one day.